Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com is his website. I encourage you to check it out. You'll find his books there and his regular publication that he distributes. I encourage you to find out about what Cliff has got going on. Cliff, thanks again for hanging out with us. Cliff, today is September the 11th, 2014.
Yeah,
it's the 13th anniversary of the day that we were attacked. You used to work in the World Trade Center.
For 6 years. I actually worked in Building 2 of the World Trade Center for 6 years back in the 80s. I mean, I was long gone when 9/11 happened. But had I been still working for that law firm, though, I was always the first guy in the office in the morning, and I would have been in that building.
Which is that? Is that the North Tower?
No, I was in the South Tower. Building
the South
two.
Tower. Okay.
Yeah, the one that didn't have the antenna.
Right.
Yeah, I was in there for 6 years, from 84 to 89 I was there.
Mm-hmm. So, what floor?
39th, so yeah. I probably would have gotten out.
You would have seen the faces of the would-be rescuers going up the stairs as you were going down the stairs.
No question, man.
You would be alive today, Cliff. With the memories of the faces of the men who didn't get out, who ran towards danger while you and I were running away from it.
That's it. Heroes with a capital H, man. No argument about that.
Yeah. So talk to us. What are your thoughts these days?
Well, to me, the whole thing with ISIS in the Middle East makes this anniversary, I think, probably the most poignant one we've had in 13 years. A lot of people in this country have become lulled into a false sense of security that, oh, we took care of that problem. That's not going to happen ever again. Why are they still taking my shoes off at the TSA, at the airport? But now with ISIS coming back, I think we're all waking up to the fact that this problem has not gone away. It is still there. Militant Islam and extremist Islam, and I put the accent on those adjectives, is the enemy of Western civilization today.
Yeah.
It is the enemy of Western civilization. These people have absolutely nothing in common with Western ways of thinking.
They're crazy.
And it has to be dealt with.
They're crazy. They're mentally, I mean, I don't even know.
Well, they want to set the clock back 1,500 years.
That's exactly right.
Deeply religious people.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them so dangerous.
Well, they want to set it back. They want to set it back to the 8th or the 9th century.
Was it 622 A.D. when Muhammad was?
Was it 7th century? Right. I thought it was the 8th century that he became.
622 A.D. was his,
right.
That was the.
That's what they want to go. They want the rest of the world to go back to that place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they
believe that if it's not Islamic, the way they think of Islam, it's wrong.
Right. And again, the emphasis is on the words extremist and fanatic. Those are the key words. That this is not the entire Islamic public.
And it is Islam. Regardless of what the president says, it is Islam. He denied that last night, and that's troubling to me. Look, I have many friends in Islam, and they're not like this. They're good people. I love them.
That's right.
But it is an adjunct of their religion. It is so for the president to say this is not Islam, he's wrong about that. And it's troubling that a president who's supposed to be doing what he can to protect us from all evil would say something that naive to be politically correct. Okay. Does it not bother you, Cliff?
Let's put it this way. I can't comment on his specific thing, but I just say right now, I kind of feel for President Obama right now.
Yeah.
I really do a little bit, because he came into office in 2008 on the whole platform of, look, you know, George W. Bush made a lot of messes here, and I'm going to clean them up and get us focused on the problems here in this country and all that. And no matter what happens, it's like that line from The Godfather, he keeps getting pulled back into Iraq and Afghanistan and things that he doesn't really, in his heart, want to be involved in.
He doesn't want to be, but he is. He asked for the job. But, you know, a president has to take the world as he finds it, Cliff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not what you want. I don't think anybody believes George Bush wanted to be at war when he became president of the United States.
He didn't ask for 9/11.
No, he sure didn't.
Sure.
He sure didn't. And so my point is you take the world as you find it, and here's the bottom line that we've all got to think about, Cliff, in my opinion. Evil is easier to leverage than good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One evil person can do more damage in 5 minutes than 100 good people can do in a whole day. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and you got a lot.
First, you have to acknowledge that evil exists.
That's exactly
right. Compromising with it.
That's exactly right. And you have to be prepared to defeat evil all the way back
to
its core. And that's what we have to do in America. We cannot. If the only thing that's happened, in my opinion, is we've been rattled out of our complacency a little bit here.
And that is a good thing.
That's not a bad thing. I agree with that.
That can only be a good thing for us.
Hey, Cliff, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back
you
soon.
You too, buddy.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Check his website out there. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingame. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.